Systemic racism hasn't always been in the news. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Edna Chun, lecturer at Columbia University, explores this topic through a higher education lens.
With many nationwide demonstrations about police brutality, greater recognition of systemic racism has entered our national consciousness. When Professor Joe Fagan first introduced and developed the systemic racism framework through his research, the term was considered controversial on and off college campuses. By contrast, today, systemic racism has become part of our national vocabulary in a reckoning about race. Racial issues have always been a central campus concern. Our research indicates that women and men of color, as well as white women in higher education, face far more mistreatment and process-based inequality than white men. Through in-person interviews, we learned of persisting exclusionary practices in day-to-day campus situations. The racially charged rhetoric dominating our campuses and national landscape signals an urgent need to replace understated, implicit bias, and microaggressions language with a more direct terminology addressing the long-term material, social, and career consequences of these damaging practices. Within the context of higher education, we propose a continuum of racial and gender discrimination we call macroaggressions that ranges from various forms of subtle mistreatment to institutionalized, process-based discrimination. We suggest specific policy-based recommendations for authentic change, such as monitoring institutional processes for equitable outcomes and investing in sustained and systemic diversity education for faculty, administrators, staff, and students.
That was Edna Chun of Columbia University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.